Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sarge Connolly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sarge Connolly. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting second. The second baseman, Ed Grimes. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lynn Storti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. And now, play ball. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Connolly covering, for the out. Schult moves to third. Grimes moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is hit by the pitch. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground for a single. Schult scores. Grimes moves to third. Kress moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball four. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and has Com trapped. There's the throw to Levy, who tags Com for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale bunts towards third. Storti picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Storti. Seeds goes all the way around to score. Hale moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert can't make a play. That's a base hit. Vosmek moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 0-for-1 in the game. Storti hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montague strikes out. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Connolly scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball towards center. Schult catches it and throws to second to double up Seeds. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy strikes out. One out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive towards short. Levy catches it and throws to first to double up Morgan. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Storti hits a line drive into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montague hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Montague reaches third base with a triple. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Montague. The slide. Farrell applies the tag. Montague is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Farrell trying to get to third. Sewell throws to Com, who tags Farrell for the out. One out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebert strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Connolly hits a line drive towards third. Storti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Goslin moves to second. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Storti hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hale catches it and throws to first to double up Kress. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Blyaholder now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vosmick strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Montague settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Montague bunts towards the mound. Blyaholder fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. Storti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk pinch hits for Odell Hale. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Connolly moves to second. Johnny Burnett pinch runs for Bib Falk. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Connolly moves to third. Burnett moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett now playing second base. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gosselin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.